welcome into the Morning Report on AM 1340 KXEO. And it is the Morning Report for Monday, January the 9th. And we have a live guest in our studio this morning, Roger Haynes. He is the Assistant City Manager for the City of Mexico. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here. We, even though all the snow was coming down, we all met up at City Hall and had a Mexico City Council meeting last night. We're going to kind of go over some of the highlights here this morning. First thing that was that they talked about on the agenda last night was a resolution authorizing City Manager to execute a refuse services contract with Danes Waste Disposal. If you'll tell us a little bit about that.
Certainly, Matt. We have had two 10-year contracts with Danes Waste Disposal to provide solid waste residential trash services pickup. This second 10-year contract will expire March 31st of 24. So we did send out a request for proposal to get proposals from various providers of that service. And Danes ended up with the best proposal. Council reviewed the proposal and approved the 10-year contract, which will run from April 1, 2024 through March 31st, 2034.
Absolutely. Can you give us kind of the terms of that contract? I know that some things around are going up in price. I believe the contract's worth just a little bit more this time.
Sure. It's no different. We are seeing increases in prices across the board. The current rate that Danes charges at this time for on a monthly basis to our residents is $9.29. The rate that he will charge effective April 1, 2024 will be $11.35. And of course, we will incorporate that rate in our new trash services rate, which we expect to take to council for approval sometime in February.
All right. And you kind of compared that to areas around, and that's a pretty reasonable rate, actually, correct?
It is. I would estimate that our monthly rate will be in the ballpark of $15.20 to $15.30. We did a survey of 14 area communities, and the average rate for those same services, in some cases for less services, was $17.28.
All right. The other thing that I was looking at last night, but it was the resolution authorizing City Manager enter into a termination of water service agreement with Missouri American Water Company. But you know it's not really that you're terminating anything; you're just going into a new agreement. Correct?
That is correct. For approximately 30 years, the City of Mexico and Missouri City's Water, now Missouri American Water, have had an agreement to where if the city would happen to have a delinquent sewer bill, that we can request that water be terminated at that service address to encourage that account to be brought up to date.
Gotcha. All right. The new agreement is it worth? When does that run to? When does it expire?
That will be effective as of March 1. Mm-hmm. The pricing on that in comparison to what we are currently paying is $28 currently for the shutoff and $28.50 for the shutoff and $28.50 for the restoration. There will be a substantial increase in this cost going from to $94 for the shutoff and $94 for the restoration. So certainly if you are finding yourself a little behind on that sewer account, you want to get it caught up because that does go to your bill for zeroing out that account balance.
Absolutely. The other thing, there were several appointments to the Mexico Airport Advisory Board. A couple of folks who have served on it previously, and their terms had just come to expiration, as I understand it.
Yes, you are correct. Both Steve Hagan and David Taylor, their terms expired in October of 23. They have expressed an interest in serving on additional three-year terms, and staff did not receive any other applications expressing interest in serving on that board. Therefore, council has approved for them to renew as part of that airport advisory board.
Very nice. I don't want to put you on the spot, but the Mexico road crews were out working hard last night, and I'm sure they're working hard again into today. Have you, you drove in this morning. How were the roads on your way in?
Considering that it has continued to mix between rain and snow and the freezing temperatures, pretty decent. You know, you just have to take the conditions in consideration in your driving.
Absolutely. Everybody be careful out there. Anything else you want to go over this morning?
No, sir.
All right. I think that'll be everything. We certainly appreciate you braving the conditions and coming in this morning.
All right. Thank you, Matt.